Slovakia enforces gambling ban on Pope Francis Mourning Day. The Slovakian government has marked Pope Francis's passing by banning gambling on the day of his national mourning. On April 26, the country declared a national day of mourning for the funeral of Pope Francis and prohibited gambling activities from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. To enforce the ban, the Slovakian Gambling Regulatory Authority, URHH, directed all licensed operators to suspend all gambling operations during the designated national mourning period. However, the ban excluded online gaming and the national lottery, which is run by state-owned TIPOs in collaboration with foreign gaming partners. Pope Francis, 88, passed away on April 21 and was laid to rest at the Santa Maria Maggiore Church in Rome's Esquilino neighborhood on April 26. Following a 20-day mourning period, cardinals will gather in the Sistine Chapel for a conclave to elect the new pope. Betting frenzy on the next pope. Meanwhile, wagers on who the new pope will be are already gaining traction among online betting sites. According to Polymarket, over $2.7 million has been bet on the next head of the Catholic Church, making it one of the platform's most popular markets. Based on current odds, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's former Secretary of State, is the favorite to win, while Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle of the Philippines is another strong contender. Betting on the papacy was considered an excommunicable offense from 1591 until the ban was lifted in 1918. Contrasting trends in Slovak gaming. While the online gaming industry in Slovakia continues to grow, land-based gambling operators face declining revenues. In its annual report published in March, the URHH noted that online gambling revenue rose by 30% to €476 million in the previous year. However, it predicted that the land-based gaming sector will experience a further revenue downturn in 2025. In 2024, the nation's total gambling revenue reached €1.45 billion, a 9.6% increase year over year.